Andrews, Battle Creek, Michigan, 1866. When we visited New York, we were in a position to call forth pity and sympathy. You did not look upon the matter of his, James White's, affliction in the right light. Neither did George or Elder Loughborough. He was not in a condition to help himself out of the low condition into which he had fallen. Then had you all viewed the matter as God would have been pleased to have you, you would have looked upon him with greater pity and more tender compassion, and you would have labored by earnest prayer to lift him out of his state, like a man who was helpless, incapable of helping himself. For he was powerless. This work could have been done. He lay powerless in the hands of the church for a time to reveal the true purposes of hearts. Conclusions were made and positions taken that God was displeased with. A train of evils followed. You have had much perplexity of mind in regard to this case, and have been jealous of yourself, whether the Lord led in many of your feelings, or whether you were influenced by others. You were, to some extent, and yet you had a great influence on others to help them to decide that they were correct in their feelings when their feelings were wrong. As the result of the unhappy perplexities caused by the affliction of my husband, men were permitted to move in their own wisdom and judgment, that all may be brought to humility and led to understand that their moves should be in God, that they may ever learn to deal with the tenderest compassion with one who shall fall among them under the weight of the burdens he has staggered under for years and borne for the cause of God and for the advancement of the truth. Whatever should be the condition of such, they are entitled to long, patient compassion and care. God would not let his prospering hand rest upon the works and control the judgment of those who had thus erred in their feelings and course of action. You, Brother Andrews, were influenced by others, and you in your turn influenced others. Your feelings and views and fears were natural, but at the same time were incorrect. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. This should ever be in the mind, and should ever affect our course of action towards the unfortunate and suffering. We should consider that we know not how soon we may be brought into circumstances worse than theirs. And although standing apparently sure, we may fall helpless.